At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's take some calls. Gene in Oakland. Hi, Gene. What are you doing?
I'm at the dog park.
I am at the dog park.
Of course you are.
My happy place. Yeah. All right. Listen, I don't know if I have enough time for all I want to say, but anyways.
Probably not.
Something on the Giants? Probably not. Yeah, go ahead. Listen.
Gene.
All right. A couple of weeks ago, I told you, Bob Melvin is not a crisis manager, all right? And things weren't as bad then as they are now. So I hate to say this, but this team almost looks like a kind of team that's intentionally tanking to get rid of the manager. Now, I don't know why they want to do that. I can't imagine they hate Bob, but it seems to me he's lost the locker room. And once again, you need strong leadership in situations like this. I don't think he has that. So I'm going to repeat what I said then. They should start the search if they haven't already and let the decision to replace him be based on when they find somebody that they really like and they think has a lot of promise. So,
Gene, thank you very much. You might be right. And a few weeks ago, I thought this unfathomable.
Yeah.
And I think Ann's right. Ann Killian just joined us and said, I don't think they're going to make a move in the middle of the season. They literally just extended him in the middle of the season. Now they're going to make a move before the season's over. That would shock me. It would no longer shock me, though, if they make a move after the season. I still would bet against it. If you asked me right now in this moment, I'd still bet against it. But it is absolutely not out of the question. It's not out of the question, which, I mean, what are we? What are we, 2 months since they extended him?
Yeah.
That tells you how bad things are, that you're thinking about that 2 months after extending him.
Correct, and you've got 41 games left to go. I think you've played 121, so yeah, you've got 41 games left. And if in these 41 you go 15-26 and you wind up with 74 wins, I think that he could be in real jeopardy of returning. And it's not only up to him, obviously, and the whole idea of he needs to motivate these guys, he shouldn't have to motivate Chapman, Devers, and Adamas, and Logan Webb and Verlander and Robbie Ray. These are guys who've played enough baseball. They shouldn't need the skipper to say, all right, guys, we need to buckle down and we need to hunker down and we need to do this and we need to do that.
I honestly think that's the weirdest thing that people even talk about in professional life. You're talking about high school, maybe college, maybe certain areas of football, but in professional life, the idea that your boss needs to motivate you, he might need to connect you. He might need to, when he sees a spot where someone can be helped or revitalized or whatever. But in general, and I'll say this to family members, if you don't have it in you to get the freak out of bed and do what you want to do with your life on a daily basis, that is on you. I don't care what the situation is. Another human being? I'm an adult, and another human being needs to motivate me? I just don't see it that way.
Younger players, I see it, but Steiningoop played...
Younger players should be the most motivated.
Well, sometimes they don't know what they need to work on. Steiningoop earlier today played the cut from Steve Kerr when he was talking about our correspondent, Brandon Pajemski, and he was pounding on the table, but he needs to do this and he needs to do that. And it's like, okay, he realizes that's the way he can reach Pods and Pods' response to that. So when you're talking about Elliot Ramos, what can motivate him, quote-unquote, or help him to be a better outfielder?
I guess I just don't see that as the word. If you're talking
about the word is,
redirect him or whatever, that's fine. But like, if you've got a motivational problem, you have a massive problem.
Well, what do we keep saying about this Giants team? They look listless and disinterested.
I don't think it's the lack of motivation. I think that they're overly discouraged. And so, yeah, we've arrived. They've arrived at the same place we have. It's not going to happen. It's not happening this year.
We have 41 games left. So,
well, they're not.
What are we going to do with these 41?
Yeah, and again, I would argue that those players need to be motivated on their own to show up and do a good job. You're being paid bajillions of dollars to kick ass. Go out there and play hard. I don't need Bob Melvin to go wake people up or poke them in the belly or, well, okay, win one for the game. What are we doing? Matt Chapman and Willy Adames and Elliot Ramos, who hasn't even been paid yet, can't get out of bed and be like, I need to be amazing today because this is what I do and I owe it to the team and these fans and myself to be awesome. Like that's, I don't know, man. That's every day.
I get the should be part of it, but it's not. So how do you go from what you're saying is true? You're a professional athlete. Even Ramos is not making a boatload. I don't know what he makes, but you're out there every day and your career and your reputation are on the line every at bat. So what is it that's going to make you play better and play with a little bit more of that fire and that sizzle? Because when you watch this team, and it's not just the 5-game losing streak, and it's not an historic home skid, which since they moved out from New York, Mark, they've never lost 13 of 14
ever
at home. So what is it that's going to light a fire under some of these guys? Because right now, you're not seeing the sizzle from this team.
No, you're not. 888-957-9570. Rich Los Altos next up. Hi, Rich. Thanks for calling.
Hey, what's going on?
Yo.
Yeah, so I think the Giants have a really tough gig because they're trying to tread the line between putting butts in the seats, running a business, and having a competitive team, right? And if they were really trying to be competitive, seeing what the Padres did at the deadline and what the Dodgers have, they would have traded Verlander, maybe, you know, moved some of their pieces to get ready for next year, but they still want to be competitive and give themselves a chance throughout the year. And that's on the players. It's not on ownership. It's not on Buster. It's not on Melvin. That's on the players to go and earn their contracts. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I hear you, Rich. And again, I think that this kind of topic or discussion, it comes up a lot in sports because I don't know that teams are always making decisions based on blame. That's what we do. The media, the fans, we sort of pick, like, what made you mad here? Who's at fault, so to speak? And then we come to that decision, even though, like, we're all sitting here not inside the building and we don't really know all the pieces that come to be. But I don't think the Giants think this is Bob Melvin's fault. That also doesn't necessarily protect Bob Melvin, though. You can't fire the players.
Correct.
You don't want to fire the players. Some of these players are good baseball players. They have a track record. They've got experience. They're good. But if there's a blend that doesn't work for whatever reason, then sometimes that means new leadership needs to be there, even when it wasn't necessarily all that person's fault. So that's why I don't think Bob is in the greatest spot right now.
He's not. And if you look at last year and this year, they're almost identical. And I think this year's team is better on paper, but you have players on this team this year who are underperforming. Almost all of them. Willy Adames is almost 100 points lower in his OPS than what his career would have indicated. Now, part of that is a ballpark factor. I'll give you that. But he was really bad early. He got hot for about 6 weeks, and now he's kind of back in that same funk. So what is it that is going on that has him struggling, and what can you do to help him and others get out of that funk?
Jim in Daly City is next. Hi, Jim. Thank you for calling.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Great.
Willard, I heard you say on my way here to my friend's house how you were talking about how you consider some baseball teams like schedule fillers, and they don't really try, like the Pirates and the Rockies and that sort of thing. And I just wanted to get some clarification from you on what you meant. Do you mean that the ownership isn't trying? Do you mean that the players in those situations don't try as hard because they realize?
Most definitely ownership. Most definitely ownership, Jim, is what I mean. That they're and you'll hear actual players in the game say this. This is a major part of future collective bargaining. discussions is that there are a number of teams that are operated in such a way that they are not necessarily worried about competitiveness. And so, yeah, Jim, I am not coming down the road of any individual player on any of these teams.
Okay. Well, I can live with that, and I understand what you're saying, which is why I wanted the clarification. But I venture to say that some of these teams, the Pirates, the A's, and that sort of thing, that they're even ahead of what maybe where the Giants are, based on the fact that the Giants have all of these advantages behind them. They have better rosters, probably better leadership, definitely better ownership, and they're still not able to separate from some of those teams. The A's are only like four games less in the win column than the Giants, and they lost 20 out of 21 in May or something like that. So it's kind of weird to me that, you know, a team that can spend so much for a payroll and have all of these advantages and still aren't able to stay, keep a fair distance between themselves and the teams that are really fighting even their own ownership.
Jim, thanks. Yeah, I agree completely. I agree completely with Jim. Not necessarily that those teams are in a better spot than the Giants, but yes, it's kind of less embarrassing if you only have 50 wins or something like that, but you have an owner that's not worried about it and not putting good players around you. Yeah, you could make an easy argument right now that the San Francisco Giants, based on payroll, based on the moves made, the aggressiveness shown, you could make the case that they have had the worst year of any team in the entire bigs.
There are 11 teams with a worse record, and as you go through them, the Rockies, the Nats, the White Sox, they are bad and not caring about being decent. The A's are the A's. We know that. Baltimore traded everybody for prospects. The Twins are kind of a funky team where they don't spend as much as the Giants, but they should be better than they are. The Braves is, I mean, that's baffling how bad they are. I know they had big injuries early, but the Braves should be better than they are. So they might be the second biggest disappointment, or maybe they're a bigger disappointment. But the teams the Giants are ahead of, the majority of them are the non-spenders. And then it's you, the Giants, with a 488 win percentage now.
Yeah, yeah. I look up and down, and I'd have to pull up the payrolls of Major League Baseball to sort of see if, and actually I can do that. Like, is anybody else more disappointing or what have you when compared to their resources and what they're putting out there? Is there anybody else that's had a worse year than the San Francisco Giants? The Texas Rangers would probably be the only other candidate. They're at 500 right now.
Four out of the wild card, still in it.
Yeah, well, I mean, what are the Giants? Five out of the wild card?
Six now.
Okay, I don't know if that calls you, if you're actually in it. But the Rangers have the fifth highest active payroll in all of baseball right now, and they're only at 500. But the rest of this kind of top 10, from the Mets to the Phillies, Dodgers, Yankees, then there's those Rangers, Padres, Toronto, Cubs, Boston, Houston, that's the top 10, and those teams are pretty much, for the most part, all going to the postseason. And then the Giants sit there at number 11, and then right behind them is Seattle, and obviously Seattle right now, they've pulled into a tie with the Astros. They've got a catcher who's got 1,000 home runs. Like, these are the things that are happening with those other high-spending teams. So, yes. Here's how I'll say it. The San Francisco Giants this year are the biggest waste of resources in Major League Baseball.
It's hard to argue. And like you're saying, I mean, all those other top 10 teams, with the exception of Texas, and, you know, they're seven out in the division, but only four out in the card, and so their race is not completely run. Only behind one team to get past into fourth in the wild card, so they have an easier road than the Giants would if they weren't playing so badly.
Let's go to K Bueno in Oakland. What up, K Bueno? Thanks for the call.
Hey, what up, guys? Thanks for taking my call here. Just getting home with my son, picking up from daycare.
Yeah, man.
So I just wanted to holler at you here. Yeah. So just want to holler at you about the Giants right now. Yeah, there's so many fingers to point at. You know, people can say, oh, get rid of Melvin. And I think, yeah, he's partly to blame, but you can't put it all on him and his coaching staff. He's not a lone soldier here. But also, he's not the one out there getting picked off on the base paths. He's not the one out there leaving guys stranded with the bases loaded. He's not out there fumbling balls in the outfield. He's not out there forgetting the fly rules So it's like, it's a combination, unfortunately. And like you just said, it's a massive waste of resources this season. You look on paper, you look at the payroll for what we're spending and for what the guys who signed, you'd expect a better product on the field. I think there needs to be a massive shakeup, and it's not just getting rid of Melvin. I think it's going to be maybe a combination of getting all new coaching staff, you know, maybe get rid of some of these contracts, get rid of some, you know, some key players that are underperforming. Cause let's be real, they're spending money and there's nothing really to show for it from anybody. I think the only hope we've had is Logan Webb. Robbie Ray looks solid still. He's come back, I think, after the Tommy John. He's had last year to recover. And Rodriguez out of the bullpen too. Dude's a horse. But other than that, there's not really anybody in the lineup that is gonna, you know, that shows to be worth earning any penny of their money they're getting on the contract.
K-Bueno, was that your son or your daughter there in the back of the car that also seems very ticked off with the Giants?
He very much is. My son, Elio. Yeah, he's very much passionate about it. He's like, Dada, WTF. Not in those words. But, you know.
Nice. Teach him young.
How old, K-Bueno?
He's just a little over two.
A little bit over two. And his name is Elio?
Yeah.
I bet he's
Elio, like the movie that just came out.
I bet he's a better left fielder than the Giants, Elio. But anyway, K-Bueno, thank you very much. Appreciate it. I think that this has been a good discussion because I think we've weaved to how I would like to sort of phrase that. Because I don't like, it's embarrassing and all this stuff that people, I don't think that things are embarrassing in professional sports, but I do think this is the most disappointing use of resources in all of Major League Baseball this year, bar none.
Well, I'm just doing the math right now based on active payroll divided by wins. Texas is spending $3.1 million per win that they've earned, and the Giants are at about $2.35 million.
Okay.
So Texas actually, just based on wins, Texas active payroll is $189 million.
Right, but I'm going to give them a little bit of a nod because they are how many years removed from a World Series win?
That'd be three.
Yeah, not that
four?
Many. Not that many.
Yeah.
A lot less than the Giants.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
In a future higher or lower, I play off of the last time that the Giants actually had a playoff win.
Okay. Let's, we're talking about the Rangers.
They won 2 years ago, didn't they?
Two years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Whatever.
I mean, these
years.
First year.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing it up. Anyway.
Never gets a hold of it. It just never does.
Speaking of higher or lower, we'll do it in a handful of minutes, but our Giants correspondent, jack of all trades here with us on Willard and Dibbs and 95.7 The Game, Steven Rizzotto, who covers the Giants as well, is on the phone after being at the game today. Steven, how many boos did you hear out there?
I mean, there was a good amount of boos, but for a funeral, there was more than I thought. But, I mean, it was dead today. I think that's the bottom line. It was dead today. I've been here the last four games, and it was dead the last three, too. So today was really nothing new.
I mean, you look at the last five games and even beyond that and the home skid, are you sensing that not only are fewer fans showing up, but more fans are starting to be just disgruntled with what they're seeing?
I don't think fewer fans are showing up. I think the Giants have had pretty good crowds, and that number is going to dip. I know there's a few people talking about it today about how, you know, kids are going back to school. And it's just going to get harder to kind of fill up those weekday games, whether it be the Tuesday night games, the Monday night games, the Wednesday afternoon games like this one. I don't think that's the issue. I think just the issue is they're not showing up for them. And I think, you know, we've tried to go back and forth with what's wrong with the San Francisco Giants in 2025, and it's impossible to put a finger on it. But I think today kind of exemplified everything wrong with the San Francisco Giants. I mean, we saw the defense with, you know, the defense kind of collapsed in that second inning, the bad throw by Ramos. I know you guys touched on that. There was mental mistakes with where maybe they should have been lined up for the relay. There was pitches left over the middle of the plate. So that adds to the pitching woes. And they kind of had the same old with the offense today. And they managed one run. And that was actually the most fired up the crowd was today, was when Christian Kost hit the sacrifice fly late in the game, and they gave him a standing ovation for it, and they gave Christian Kost a standing ovation for pitching well, as they did last night. So that's what this has gotten to, is a standing ovation for one run in a position player pitching.
Yeah, but Steven, that sounds super sarcastic. Like, those cheers are not genuine. They're sarcastic, right?
They were 1,000% sarcastic.
Right.
And if Giants fans have resorted to sarcasm, then maybe that's not the worst thing in the world.
Well, I mean, I know I have. Like, Steven, here's my question, because we buried them earlier, and I don't mean that verbally. I mean literally. Like, we had a funeral for the Giants. It's over. So if I were running that team, my decisions the rest of the way would be based on that. We're not trying or worried about winning anymore this year. Do you think they feel that way? How soon do we start to see basically younger players start getting the nod?
Yeah, I mean, soon. I mean, I will say, though, that the only thing is that this team is, like, healthy as can be, basically. So that's the one kind of head-scratching thing about this, is that, you know, there's no really opening aside from maybe right field. I know Fitzgerald was out there before. I assume he's going to be out there more often. But there's really not a place to, you know, play any young players coming up. And who are the young players coming up? I know Bob Melvin after the game today said something about bringing up more guys that could play defense. Well, if you look at the AAA roster in Sacramento, the two closest guys to coming up for the Giants are probably Marco Luciano and Bryce Eldridge, none of whom are known for their defense. Right. I just don't understand where they would get guys who could all of a sudden catch the ball in AAA. But it's too healthy of a team for them to be struggling this much, and also too healthy of a team for them to even, like, find ways to get new players in the lineup. I know he mentioned getting guys days off, and that's an option. But, I mean, there's just no energy right now. And I think Willie Adames, who's the most positive guy on planet Earth, when he's saying that, you know, it seems like there's a negative feeling in the air, that's an issue. But I just don't see where reinforcements would come when you're past the trade deadline and there's really nobody knocking on the door aside from one obvious person, but he doesn't really fit the profile of what you need right now.
You're in the clubhouse a lot, and you were today. Who would be the guy to change the mood? And the Niners have the boombox guy, and I know Brandon Crawford used to be DJ BC Raw. Who's the one in the clubhouse who has the biggest personality who might be able to turn things around emotionally?
I mean, I think the easy answer, Diz, is probably Adames, but I think he's trying everything possible to get these guys going, but at the end of the day, I don't think that's the job for one certain person, or maybe even two or three certain people. The veterans on the team have been talkative about what they would like to see from this group moving forward. I think that would include Chapman and Adames, and you hear occasionally from Rafael Devers, but he's kind of not cemented yet as, you know, in that group of leaders. But I don't know. I think it's kind of like what Willard was saying. It's hard to tell someone to be motivated more when, you know, you're not already. And this is a group that just they haven't been able to put anything together from a vibe standpoint. We'll stick with vibes specifically, because that's the word that everybody uses when describing clubhouse culture and all of that. But it just hasn't gelled, and I don't think there's one guy that could do that job. And the one guy that is supposed to be doing it, Willie Adames, I think he is doing it, but the problem is it looks like he's aged a few years trying to do it. So it's almost like the poor guy is doing everything he can to get some good vibes in the clubhouse, and that's not even responding to him.
Our guy Steven Rizzotto on the scene after the Giants game, their demise, the sweep, the funeral, the whole thing. So, Steven, here's the only thing I got left to ask, which is I do think on some level fan bases, I don't want to say have control over this, but their reactions to things do shape sometimes what teams do. So put a finger on the pulse of the fan base. Like, how angry is it right now? Because that may shape what the Giants do in the offseason at certain spots.
They're pretty pissed. I think there's no doubt about it, and that goes without saying. But it's also because when you're a fan of a team and you're a diehard fan of a team, you have a sense of being a part of the moves that are made. And when the Giants go out this offseason and sign Willie Adames and they trade for Rafael Devers, and they have, you know, other guys on this roster who are highly paid guys, the Matt Chapmans, the Jung Hoo Lees of the world, then you kind of feel like, you know, it's kind of an issue when it doesn't work. And if you're a fan and you're sitting back and watching your team that you feel like you've put your money into and you've put your heart and soul into, and it's not happening, and not only is it not happening, it's not happening in a fashion that is so destructive and so laughable. Like, I know you guys were talking about how everybody in the studio was laughing when LA Ramos unleashed the throw or attempt of a throw. It was kind of the same vibe in the press box and throughout the crowd at Oracle Park. People were laughing as if it's almost a normal thing, and it's almost become just not acceptable, but just normal. I mean, this is who the San Francisco Giants have been, and I don't think the fans are pleased with that. And I don't know what could be done to, you know, I don't even know if they string together 5 of 6 here. I don't even know if that would increase their optimism about the last 41 games, but they're pretty pissed to say the least.
Yeah, I think that's probably pretty spot on. Steven, appreciate the work. Thanks for calling in, man.
Absolutely. Keep up the good work, guys.
All right. Listening. Yep. Thanks, man. Steven Rizzotto on the scene. Everybody's pretty pissed.
Tough to be the vibes guy when you're 5 for 49 in August with 18 punchies and you're batting 102.
Yep.
Even though he's been that guy all year, now we're in August. It's like, I'm 5 for 49. How am I going to turn these guys around?
Let's take one more. And then, to be honest with you, coming out of a funeral, I think it's sort of time to like go over to someone's house and have the food.
Yeah.
And maybe like laugh a little bit. And try to smile through some of the pain. The Giants season in my mind is over, but let's have some fun and play higher or lower coming up in a few minutes. But first, let's hear from Derek in San Mateo. Hi, Derek. Thanks for calling.
Hey, fellas. What's going on? I want to just put the season into perspective. Everyone's saying it's Bo Mel, and I love the Bo Mel hiring when he first came. But results are results, and I want to harken back to, I know he wasn't a big fan favorite, but Gabe Kapler did the exact same thing towards the end. He was coaching us to a 500 ball. So I think it's entirely a roster problem. Obviously, it's not the pitching. Pitching's been great. And honestly, I think that when I looked at the roster on paper at the beginning of the season, I said, we're going to be about 500, maybe a little bit better. And I think we're playing to the mean, honestly. Our roster has never been good, and I think we honestly need to take a good hard look in the mirror and just say, in the division with the Padres and the Dodgers for the next, whatever, 5 or 6 seasons, unless we do some like really big overhaul or sign a ton of free agents, this is going to look pretty bad. So we got to start from the ground up. And I hope Buster Posey is doing that, just saying, you know what? I'm sorry, fans. It's going to be bad for a while. And that's what it was. If we remember, it was kind of bad up until Tim Lincecum came, before Bond and then Lincecum. So we got to have some bad years, Giants fans, and then, you know, we'll peel off the Band-Aid, and then everything will be okay. That's just my piece.
All right, Derek, thanks, man. You know what's hard for me on this one?
Yeah.
Is that people go, Dodgers and the Padres, these guys, they're spending money hand over fist. They're handing out big long-term contracts to so many people. And then the Giants kind of start doing it. At least it's only been a very short sample, but they kind of are starting to fight at that level. They started going, all right, we're going to do everyday players. We're going to bring in Willie Adames. We're going to go Matt Chapman extension. We're going to make a big trade with the Red Sox, just like the Dodgers almost seem to always do. We're going to do that, and we're going to get some fancier stuff here in our kitchen. And it went the other way. It went the other way. Like,
completely.
I don't see the Giants as getting further away from the Dodgers or Padres in theory.
Right.
And by the way, those two teams are not immune from the high-priced whoopsie-daisy, like Xander Bogaerts, right, for example. But this is still, it's mysterious. Like, what I hear a lot of people asking the Giants to do, at least in theory, they have been doing. They just haven't gotten any returns on any of them at all.
And it's crazy, since the Devers trade, in which Boston received nothing other than a pitcher that they don't want to pitch, totally, major league-wise, Boston is 11.5 games better than the Giants, who lifted one of Boston's best hitters, placed it on their team, Boston's 29-19 since the trade. Giants are 18-31. Boston is 11.5 games better after adding nothing. I mean, that to me encapsulates everything we're talking about.
There it is, folks. The 2025 Giants season. Hope you had a blast.
Yeah, get ready for the hot stove.
Rays in town on Friday.
Okay, yeah. Lock in.
Yeah.
Ticket price is dropping.
Quickly.
I get emails 3 times a day. Hey, 2-for-1, 3-for-1.
You know, if they sweep them, they're back to 500, Dibs.
Oh, that's exciting. Yeah. I mean, it could happen. Then you go sweep the Padres, and you're going to have to unearth the body.
All right, so, no, actually, they still they still would not have met my demands.
Right.
You needed 5 out of 7. That would only be 4.
True.
So, anyway, what do you put the over-under at for runs in that Padres 4-game series coming up next week?
At Petco?
By the Giants.
We've
Petco.
Done this before.
I know.
You know, the cynical...
1.5 of a run.
Yeah, exactly. I'm set it at 2.5.
The cynic would be, like, probably, honestly, like 7.5.
That's so bad.
Padres scored 7 runs in the second inning today.
7 runs.
You got to, like, even the Giants, like, what are, for the year, how many games and how many runs? All right, you've scored 491 runs, which is crazy because I don't remember that many runs at all.
I did this earlier. They've had 40 games where they've scored 2 or fewer.
Okay, and how many games have they now played?
121.
Okay.
So literally almost a third of your games, you've gotten 0, 1, or 2.
Dude, but they're still averaging over 4 runs a game. They're still averaging over 4 runs a game.
It's because they have those, oh, by the way, slop games where they beat a team 9-1 or 13-4.
I'm going to set it at 13.5.
For 4 games?
4 games, 13.5.
It's a good number. I'm going to go over. I'm going over.
Whoa.
Yeah. Thank you, Kruk. Atta babe.
That's unbelievable.
They can't play in this ballpark.
They can't play in any ballpark right now.
They're better on the road.
Yeah,
the bandbox down there.
San Diego is not a good hitter's park either.
Without looking, can you how much of a difference do you think it is run score between the Padres and the Giants this year? Without looking,
I literally like know this by heart.
Yep.
I look at this stuff all day, every day. Isn't it 509 to 491?
Yeah. 18 run difference.
18 runs.
And a 10 game difference in the standings.
Feels like 180 different. But they've also given up a lot fewer than the Giants have. And I'm old enough to remember when the Giants had a good pitching staff.
Right.
It was 3 weeks ago. Anyway, let's play a game. Let's have some fun.
You want to have some fun?
I'm done with the funeral. It's time to untie the tie, go over to Aunt Marge's house for some sourdough bread sandwiches, and just, like, think back to the good times. And let's have some fun. And before we do it, though, Grandy, put your head out the door and scream at Lucas to get back in here because I think he's part of it.
Yeah, we're going to need Lucas
involved. This isn't you just get to leave. Like, you don't get to not come be a part of the show just because the Giants don't score any runs anymore. You're going to need to be in here.
He might be handling some big-time management stuff.
Probably not.
Well, if not,
anyway,
we can go ahead and rack up the music when ready, and we can just roll through this because...
Set it up.
Yeah, try to have some fun with... numbers, because numbers are numbers, and so the one that struck me yesterday is the Giants have stolen 52 bases, so I thought it'd be fun to play a game of higher or lower. I will roll out 10 different items, you and Grandy and Lucas. You just decide if that item is higher or lower than 52.
Okay.
You guys all, y'all get it? Y'all locked in?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'll keep scoring here.
The number is 52, and then you'll throw out 10 other categories?
Correct.
And we have to guess whether that number is higher or lower than 52.
And those of you in your car, play along with us and see how you do.
Do I need a pen?
No.
Why do I need a pen?
You don't need a pen. All you have to do is answer and I'll keep score.
I feel like I want a pen. I got a pen.
You
hey
got
guys,
a pen.
I'm here.
All right.
Hi, Lucas.
Hey, gang.
Are we all ready? Mark Randy, thanks for joining us.
Let's go.
And Mark Willard as well. All right.
Hi.
Item number one. Higher or lower than 52, number of counties in California.
Ooh.
Willard.
I'll go lower.
Grandy?
I'll go higher.
Lucas?
Huh. I'm going, that's a good one. Good one to start with. I'll go lower.
Grandy gets the point.
Yeah.
The answer is 58.
58.
58.
Okay, Grandy's up 1-0.
Item number two. We'll start with Grandy. Patrick Mahomes' playoff touchdown passes, higher or lower than 52?
Lower.
Lucas?
I want to go lower. I'm going to go higher.
Willard?
I'm going lower.
It is lower.
Yeah.
William Grandy, 46.
On the board. Take that, Lucas.
Now, I want to go over.
Your name starts with an L. Anyway, go ahead.
You won't. 46 career touchdown passes. Yeah. We start with Lucas here, item number three.
Why?
Because we're going around the horn.
Yeah, and because you're in last.
And just because we're going around the horn. Yeah. Item number three, higher or lower, 52. Total bones in two human hands. Lucas.
Over.
Willard. It's called higher.
Higher.
Willard.
Higher.
Grandy.
Higher.
The answer is higher.
Yeah!
That's a GWL 54. You got 27 in each hand.
Okay.
27 in each.
Aaron Oberholzer broke one of them and never played again. Anyway, go ahead.
Brutal. Yeah. We'll start with... He's a golfer.
Stop it.
We start with Willard, item number four. higher or lower than 52? Warriors playoff losses under Steve Kerr.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Warrior playoff losses
under Steve Kerr.
Steve Kerr. I will say higher.
Grandy? Lower.
And Lucas?
I don't want to side with Grandy. Higher.
Point to Grandy.
Let's go!
48 playoff losses.
Okay.
That is lower than 52. We start with Grandy.
I hate Grandy.
Item number five.
He's pulling away.
Grandy's up 3-2-1 right now.
No, I have four.
4-2-1, I apologize. Yeah. I'm trying to do it on the fly.
4-4.
Hasn't missed yet.
Yeah, you are 4-4. Grandy, try to stay hot. Higher or lower than 52 countries on the continent of Africa.
Oh.
Countries on the continent of Africa.
Lower.
Lucas?
I got to catch Grandy somehow. Higher.
And Willard.
Countries on the continent of Africa. That has to
take
be,
a lot to
that has to be lower.
From you.
That's got to be lower, doesn't it?
Give me the
it?
Point. Come on.
Give him the point.
Yeah.
54 countries.
Really?
In Africa.
That's all right. At least
all
didn't
of
get
them
it.
On the map, or are there countries hiding in Sudan?
You got to Google it.
Like what?
Multiple in Sudan.
I think
yep.
Madagascar counts. Cause
I
it's,
know.
You
I thought of Madagascar.
You sure did.
I even seen that movie.
Don't
anyway.
Forget your booty.
All right. Yeah. What is
thank
it?
You.
4-2-2?
4-2-2.
All right.
Now we go to item number 6. We start with Lucas, and this is perfect because he's got no clue. Higher or lower than 52, Tiger Woods top 10s in majors all time. Lucas.
Lower.
Willard.
There's only four a year.
Top 10s for Tiger majors.
I know, but there's 20. Like, you're looking at, he's probably
hey,
only.
It's Tiger.
Perfect.
Boy, he's probably only played in about. Probably only played in about 80 of them. Maybe not even top 10s? Lower.
And Grandy.
I'll go lower.
You will go where?
Lower.
Lower. It's a clean sweep. 41
yes.
is the answer.
Yeah. Work, guys.
Yeah.
This is higher or lower. I'm Dan Dibley, and we're doing this in quote-unquote honor of the Giants only stealing 52 bases.
Yep. Okay.
So we're going
to
keep.
Four to go.
Four to go.
And we're down by two.
Yeah.
So we're not in a good spot.
We got Grandy 5, Willard 3, Lucas 3.
Correct.
Start with you, Willard. Higher or lower, 52. Taylor Swift, Billboard, top 10 singles.
I'll go higher.
Grandy?
Yeah, higher.
Lucas?
Fade and Grandy, I'm on the under. We're going lower.
It's higher.
Yeah!
Not a good strategy.
59 for Taylor.
Taylor's got a new album out. She was just on the New Heights podcast. They had over a million people watching live.
Right. And
yeah.
Whatever song she puts out next is automatically going to be top 10.
If she tours again, your son's getting me tickets. Go ahead.
Number 8, we go to Grandy to start. Higher or lower, the Giants' stolen base total of 52. Steph Curry games with 9 or more threes, including the playoffs. Higher or lower, 52?
Higher.
Lucas?
Lower.
Willard?
What's the question again?
Doesn't
Steph
matter.
Curry games with 9 or more threes, including the playoffs.
In his career?
Why are you so difficult?
Lower.
Point two, Lucas and Willard.
Yeah! Dang it.
48.
Don't let us get hot.
48 Dude, games.
Don't let me win another championship. I actually have never won one. But anyway, go ahead.
Item
go ahead.
Number 9.
Number 9.
To Lucas.
I'm only down by one.
Higher or lower than 52. San Jose Sharks losses last year. Lucas.
How many games do they play?
82.
Same as the NBA.
higher. They had more.
Willard?
I'll go higher.
Grandy?
Higher.
Oh, you all missed it.
Oh.
50 losses.
Oh.
That was your chance, Grandy.
50 losses.
It was our chance, too.
Yep. Yep.
Anyway.
I got Willard with five.
It's 6-5-4.
6-5. Okay.
Yeah.
The final one, we start with Willard. There was a tiebreaker if needed. Higher or lower, the Giants' stolen base total of 52.
Yeah.
California cities with a population of at least 100,000. Higher or lower, Willard?
At least 100,000. 52? Mm-mm. Higher.
Grande?
Wait, this is the last question?
This is it.
And I'm up by one versus Willard?
If you get it, you win.
If I just match you, I win.
Know
which
you,
is chicken th- scratch.
That's total just go with chicken your bleep.
I think it's higher.
Ah, that's such
Lucas?
A cheap way to do it.
Lucas.
Higher, higher, higher.
And it's a clean sweep. You're all correct.
Yeah.
76
okay.
such cities.
Oh, not close. Right.
And the tiebreaker was how many Bay Area cities, and there are 17 in the Bay Area with 100 grand.
I'm fine with Grandy winning, but I do like the host over here. It's the first time we've done this. From now on, when someone has the lead, they got to go first on the last question.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's a trial run.
You just do well.
I was going to guess higher.
But nobody knows that. You're just a good actor.
Congrats, Grandy.
I'm a terrible actor.
Anyway.
And
that was fun.
Good job, Dibs.
Yeah, thank you. I've already written three other ones just because I...
Oh, good.
I kind of like these sorts of things.
Let's do it every day, every segment for the rest of the year until the Niners play a game.
Every time we bury a team, but I'm ready whenever you guys want to do it. That was fun. I enjoyed it.
You know what?
You guys did great.
You know what tomorrow is? Tomorrow's a double win. You know what tomorrow is?
Best day of the week.
That's right.
No Giants?
You know what? Thank you, Lucas. There you go. It's Thursday, and the Giants won't lose.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's a good day.
It's a good Thursday.
All right, Willard and Dibs.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, wow. Warrior playoff losses
under Steve Kerr.
Steve Kerr. I will say higher.
Grandy?
Lower. And Lucas?
I don't want to side with Grandy. Higher.
Point to Grandy.
Let's go!
Damn
48.
It.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I don't care that you won. I'm proud of my behavior. You're the one that's got to look yourself in the mirror for taking the cheap way out in round 10. So, you might be knockout champion, but you ain't higher or lower champion in my book, not yet. That's just round one.
Sounds like sore loser to me.
Yeah, no, I don't care. I don't care what it sounds like. You're the one that's got to deal with you tonight, Grandy. Not me. And Evan. He has to deal with you, too, because you live together. So.
And Jack.
Don't forget Jack.
If I can tease the future categories, other categories that are still ahead on higher or lower.
This is exciting. What else?
Steph Curry career free throw percentage, which is 91.1.
Okay, so things that are higher or lower than 91.1.
Correct.
All right.
I was going to say it's higher than 52%.
We're not talking about
higher.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say Kuminga, but he's better than that.
Yeah.
Higher or lower, Jerry Rice, 197 receiving touchdowns.
Do you realize that we almost got through the show without anyone using the word Kuminga until you just said that?
It's impossible. He got mentioned in the crossover, but.
Might have been before 2 o'clock, though.
Might have been.
Bay Area. This is Jonathan Kuminga.
Hi, John. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Not mentioned with pods, though. I think that was an underdog.
Probably. Right. Listen, I thought, because we're going to do like one big Warrior question every time Pods comes on. For those of you who missed it, he's our new Valkyries correspondent, super fan, crazy person. And he was on the stream with us. He came on YouTube. There was rain in Orlando, Florida. There was a lot of stuff going on. It was really fun. We're going to do one big Warrior question with him. And I thought about kind of going down that road. Of like, boy, the Warriors have made no free agent signings. How do you feel about that and this whole Kuminga thing? And I'm like, here's the deal. It's like the right question to answer, but I already know what non-answer we would have gotten.
Right.
He's going to be like, not my pay grade, not my thing. We love JK. and we'll let the chips fall where they may. Because what else? Like, what else would he, could he say about this situation? Like,
plus, the vibes were not in.
Yeah, it has reached just a total long-term annoying impasse. And so we're just going to sit here for a little while. Like, yep. It's not, nothing's going to happen.
Every 3 or 4 days, there'll be, you know, the reprisal of, you know, Kuminga's holding firm and the Warriors aren't budging and they don't love this offer and see you in October. I do think the standoff is going to last for a while. So,
yep.
Yeah.
I agree. Anyway, what are some other categories
that I've written is higher or lower Justin Verlander career strikeouts. And it's currently 3,503. So
I don't know if I want to do that one. I don't want to hear his name that much right now.
I get it. I mean, I was thinking we'd do one a week, but that was so much fun. We might just,
I don't know.
We might rip through these.
Yeah. Or, yeah.
Like, whatever just, you guys want. I'm here for you.
Moves, but yeah, that
I was trying to stay ahead of the curve and trying to think about different creative numbers to play off of.
No, and it was a ton of fun. Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line 707. Do this more often. All right, fine. We will.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sitting there watching Below Deck and, you know, just thinking through it, or
just scratching stuff down.
Yeah, it's got the laptop and it's I think of a number and it's like, what are some of the fun things, both sports and non-sports, that we can play off of? And do a little Google and
What you did.
Appreciate it.
And I want you to do with your laptop at night whatever you do with your laptop at night.
Okay.
But I also want to say, dude, it's probably time to start getting studying. We're getting there.
Oh, we're doing that.
Are you?
Yeah.
Do you know where to go? Do you know how to do it? Are you doing mock drafts?
Not yet. Not yet. It's a little early for the mock draft for me.
Well, is this the only league that you're going to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is it.
And Lucas, are we like September 3rd? Is there any update? September 3rd still?
No, maybe? Not in the last 24 hours.
Okay.
No. But yeah. Date itself, yes.
September 3rd, yes.
September 3rd is happening.
Book timing, it. TBD. But most likely after our show sometime.
Well, I hope it's not before our show.
Or that during
be
the
during
show.
Someone else's show that's in the league.
Well, maybe we do the first round on someone's show.
First round?
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah. How many little squares can we put on YouTube now that we know that we can do more than two? Actually, we could do at least four. We do four during the crossover.
Yep.
How many little squares on YouTube can we do?
Boy, that's a great question.
Thank you. And that makes three shows in a row where I've gotten to that's
that
a great
question.
That was
not a very good question.
Because he doesn't have the answer. And we already decided that employees don't count.
I know they don't.
Risotto had given me one a couple times back, and I tried to celebrate it, and I got shut down immediately.
It doesn't count, but it still felt good.
From Lucas?
Yeah.
The guy who came in last and higher or lower?
From anyone. It doesn't matter who it comes from. It just feels good.
From Lucas?
Yeah.
You're welcome, Willard.
That's a little rough.
Anyway, okay. So, but the bulk of the draft will be after our show on September 3rd.
Yeah.
All right. So you do have time. I have one Saturday.
Okay. Yeah.
A super flex.
Yeah, this is the one I don't really care for with the two quarterbacks.
But why don't you care for it?
Because it's not, and I know fantasy football is not real football, but why do you need a second quarterback?
Why not?
Yeah.
I'll just tell you.
You might as well move to Utah and get a second wife. That's why not.
That's a little excessive.
Yeah.
We got a commissioner in the high school league who is always kind of like poking at me, chiding a little bit because I never want to do anything new. But the flip side is he only wants to do stuff new. Every year, we should do an auction draft. Next time, we should do 14 players. Why not 16 players? I'm like, are you ever happy? Would you just stop? Just be. Like, we're good here. We're happy. We have fun every year. Why are you always trying to change everything? But he has a point sometimes. Be open-minded. It's the same. I will say the same thing about a super flex league that I say about a salami and olive pizza. Don't knock it until you've tried it.
I've tried it.
Tried it.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Salami and olive?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. No, salami and olive.
Or Superflex.
I probably have been in a Superflex.
You haven't been in a Superflex. You'd remember if you'd been in a Superflex.
I used to be in a league with my good buddy who I did radio with in New Zealand, and they had me in their league for many years, and it was individual defensive positions. It was an IDP league.
Yeah. I've done that. I hated it.
It's like, my linebacker 11 tackles.
Well, I can't even follow it, right. And people are playing dudes you've never heard of. I'm like, I don't get this, but Superflex, the roster is huge. It's not just two QBs, three receivers, two running backs, two flex. Like,
who's blocking on this team?
Dude, there's so many players. We go 19 rounds. It is very intricate, and it is a lot of fun. It's especially a lot of fun when you draft Lamar Jackson and Jaden Daniels with your first two picks, and you score more points than anyone has scored in the history of the league, and you point and laugh at everybody as you take their money. That's what happened last year.
Yeah, that's it's a good little 1-2 punch. Yeah,
it was.
The two runningest quarterbacks outside of Jalen Hurts in the NFL.
Yeah, it went well. We're sponsored by Safeway. Grandy, what are you doing? What's happening?
I figured to get the full encapsulation of what the day has been, we're going to hear from Flem on the morning show.
Good idea.
To react to last night's disappointing Giants loss.
Yep.
And then we will listen back to your guys' funeral for this year's Giants after today's loss.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's a 1-2 punch of Giants joy. That should be.
There's that, yeah.
Remember, everybody, a day off tomorrow. Isn't that exciting? But not for us.
No.
What's coming up is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. I assume that means you want to do it again tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm not getting the day off, so I'll be here.
All right, let's do it again tomorrow. For Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
I don't want to side with Grandy. Fade and Grandy.
From Lucas?
Yeah.